Well, my grandmother was born in Essex County, which is near Richmond. And when she was young, her mother took her and her sister to Baltimore, and they lived there. And when she was 12 years old, she came to Norfolk with a white family as playmate or nursemaid or whatever to these children. And she lived with them, and believe it or not, Main Street at that time, I don't know whether you've heard of Main Street, but anyhow, Main Street was where the elite lived. This was in 1882, something like that. And that's where the elite lived, in that section down then. So she came down there to live with them. And she met my grandfather, because he was delivering groceries down there to this particular home. But that's how she got to Norfolk. Now his family moved from Prince's Anne County up here. I don't really know too much about his background as far as that is concerned, because Papa didn't really talk that much. He just was Papa. He went to work in the morning. He came home in the afternoon. On Wednesdays, the market closed for half a day. And he liked fish. And that day we had hot rolls and fish and corn. Or we had corn cakes. You know, that my grandmother could cook. My grandmother could cook, I tell you. And we had chicken on Sunday. You know, we didn't have chicken every day like we do here. I'm so tired of chicken, I don't know what to do. But we had chicken on Sunday. And very good, very devout church people. They were Methodists. And my grandfather, they had what they called class on Sunday morning. And he would go to class on Sunday morning. And then when he came home, we would have breakfast, which consisted of hot rolls and steak, maybe, you know, since he was down at the market, and steak. But the one thing that I remember, we never ate without a scripture reading and prayer before breakfast. My grandfather lost his sight to glaucoma when I was about, I guess my last year in school. And he continued to practice. But he had memorized so much of the Bible that he could just recite whatever came into his mind at that time for breakfast. The one thing that I do remember of the two of them, they were always given to some one who was less fortunate than they. They even took two or three people in that I remember, and when they had nowhere to go, and kept them. And so we've kept in touch with those people. They're dead now, but as long as they possibly could. And we, even in the during the Depression, even though times were tight, we never went hungry, you know, and always was something to give to someone else. Then at that time, to stretch the money, my grandmother began to make pies and to sell them over at a factory. It was called Finkelstein, where clothing was made. And we'd go out there with these pies and sell them. My cousin and I, along with my aunt, and each day. And we peel apples in the afternoon and slice up apples, and peel more apples and slice up more apples, and get up in the morning and help them bake the pies before we went to school.